What is the significance of Lord Chaitanya chastising his servant? Many things. First and foremost is that just proximity to the Lord is no protection from illusion. Proximity to the Lord is no protection from illusion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had, he made two main travels. One was to South India, other was to North India. So, in South India he went with Kala Krishna Das. North India he went with Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And both his servants had some problems. Of course, Kala Krishna Das had a much bigger problem. Kala Krishna Das was actually attracted by the women of some tribe called Bhattaris, and he tried to go there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and caught him by Shikha and brought him back. Balabhadra Bhattacharya did not fall into illusion to that extent. He just thought that he will have darshan of Krishna. But either way, the magnitude of illusion which they went into was different, but the principle remains the same. That just by being close to the Lord, that doesn't itself mean we'll be protected from illusion. Now, when we have to be close to the Lord, that means it's not just physical proximity, it is emotional affinity. Our heart needs to be attracted to Krishna. Then we are truly close to Him. And of course, Lord Chaitanya also wanted to teach us that we should always use Shastra. And Shastra Chakshu in understanding who is an avatar or where there is a darshan of Krishna. We shouldn't get carried away by sentiments, by sentimentality rather, and think that, oh, anyone who is saying that I have had darshan of Krishna, then we shouldn't necessarily believe that and get carried away. So we have to be guarded in that. Does it address your question? Thank you. Any other questions?